We'll go ahead. It's already quarter till, so we'll go ahead and get started here with Roberto, and I'll let you introduce your topic or something.
Okay. Good afternoon to everyone. I'm from Brazil. I'm Roberto. I'm from the Unicamp, State University of Campinas. And yesterday we heard about the 75th anniversary of ASA. We just heard them talking about the 7 years of BioLogos. And I'm here, you know, to talk about our still-to-be, you know, Brazilian Association of Christians and Science. So we are at the very beginning. We are about to start. And I'm going to talk to you about our project. So as this is the outline of my presentation. As all you know, Brazil is a very large country. It's the largest country in South America. It's the fifth in the world in terms of population, with 206 million people. And it's a blend of indigenous, Europeans, Africans, and more recently, Asians, in one of the broadest multiracial societies in the world. And one-third of our population is made of young people. Brazil, in terms of religion, is dominantly Christian, a Christian country, with almost 87% of its population formed by Christians. And most of them are Catholic, Roman Catholic, 64.6%. And our latest poll showed that in 2010, we were 22.2% of Protestants and evangelicals. But most of them, you know, from a Pentecostal and charismatic inclination. Well, these stats are more or less old, I mean, from 2010. But by then, you know, they registered an astonishing growth of the evangelical community, you know, going from 67% in 1980 to 22.2% in 2010. And this growth continued to be, you know, to occur at higher rates. So estimations today, you know, say that we are one of the largest evangelical communities in the world, more or less 50 million people, you know, around 25% of the whole population. And the relationship, you know, of this growing evangelical community with the Brazilian culture is very complicated, very complex. On one hand, you know, it combines anti-scientific feelings derived from some sectors of the Christian fundamentalism, and combines this, you know, with a mystical and anti-intellectual aspects of the Brazilian traditional spiritualism. As a consequence, challenges and conflicts between the scientific and the religious realms tend to appear from time to time. On the other hand, what we have there is a still small but thriving intellectual movement among evangelical students, young professionals, and researchers. However, we have no evangelical college or institution involved with the science-faith interaction. No one whatsoever. So thereby, the science-religion field remains virtually untouched in the average evangelical Brazilian mind, which is dominated by a strict literalism and anti-scientific fears. So, you know, we have this gap, you know, between science and religion, and the absence of solid bridges seems to paralyze, you know, or delay this flow, you know, between evangelical and science, the evangelical world and science. However, students, young professionals, and research candidates who are part of this thriving Brazilian evangelical movement, they represent an enormous potential for the scientific realm, but this potential is yet to be discovered and properly approached. So within this big picture, the science-religion quest has a privileged position, and any real strategic answer to present conditions must deal with this issue. So the proper way to do that is to feed the rather dispersed but existing cloud of professors, students, and scientifically-minded Christian leaders for the coming task to support and teach the evangelical movement on Christians and Christian faith and science. So we intend, you know, to fill this gap, you know, with this association. So we proposed the creation of the Brazilian Association of Christian Science. We call it ABC Square, Brazilian Association of Christian Science, you know, C Square, Brazilian Science, okay, ABC Square. It is intended, you know, to be an organization equipped to produce the means and resources directed to Brazilian society in general and evangelical Christian community in particular, in order to allow them to participate and contribute to the faith and science dialogue. So I have to say that the working model that we have in mind when we propose this project is, of course, the remarkable job done by ASA in these decades, the Christian Science, Christians in Science in UK, and the other organizations we are, you know, looking at. So in the following, I'll give you a brief description of our whole project. This project is a three-year project. We are right now in the middle of this project. It is hosted by this organization, Kuiper Association for Transdisciplinary Studies, and it is sponsored by the Temple Award Charity Foundation. Basically, this project is constituted by three parallel initiatives that, you know, are intended to interact with each other. I'm going to give you, you know, some information about any one of them. This network initiative wants to seek, find, and connect the Christians who are scientists, Christian scholars, and Christians leaders with scientific concerns. Imagine they are there, we have to find them and put them in contact. So that's the idea. In order to administrate, you know, this project, we wanted to establish a central office, very lean staff, project officer, executive secretary, communication agent, and establish a website. In a moment, I'll give you how much of this we have done already. Okay, so this is basically the staff. And in this project, we have a part of this networking effort is what we call the Dodecapolis project. You know, we have chosen 12 strategic cities to concentrate the efforts. I mean, at the beginning, that was, you know, our first plan, you know, to sort of, you know, establish bases on these 12 cities. And we started doing that by organizing outreach gatherings to present and discuss the project, and then to promote the seminar. So, I mean, we could, if you wanted, just, you know, gather some people and just found, create this organization. But instead of doing that, our strategy was, you know, taking more longer, but, you know, to discuss with people around the country, you know, and launch this proposal. These are the cities. You see they are more concentrated, you know, in this, I'm sorry. So you see, well, this is Brazil in South America, and we concentrated, you know, in the south region of the country because of demographic reasons. But we go to the northeastern, and including the Amazon, you know. So we visit there, you know, twice already, and we have a group formed there. And it was interesting, you know, to hear the pastor say, well, nobody comes in here. What you guys are doing here, you know, nobody comes, you know. So we went, including there. So that's to say, you know, that even in the inside the Amazon, you know, there are people reading about the subject and discussing, you know, this in groups. Okay, but let me continue to describe the project. We put a lot of effort, you know, in this promoting these local groups. So since we have to, you know, to put some speed in this process, We can't just leave it, you know, to spontaneously form, you know, groups. So we are trying to stimulate, you know, these people to gather together and establish some procedure to study and to growth in this knowledge. One of our objectives is to establish this tradition of national conferences in on science and faith. So we proposed, and we are organizing, you know, these conferences. The idea is that they will be held every 2 years. Another thing in terms of engagement are these basic and advanced seminars. Let me find myself in here. So these basic seminars are designed as introductory courses on science and religion from a Christian evangelical perspective, and they are held, you know, in these 12 centers. They were designed to be held in these 12 centers. So we address basic questions such as, where lies historically, philosophically, the conflict between, the supposed conflict between science and religion? How should we integrate biblical theology and scientific in a scientific perspective? How contemporary fundamental research on physics, biology, and neuroscience resonates with religion? How should we think about applied sciences regarding the place of technology and culture and sustainability issues? So those sort of issues are discussed in these seminars. We designed also some advanced seminars to be held once a year and designed to strengthen the connection between the among trainees and our core team, you know, deepening their knowledge and understanding of the field. So we designed also some distance learn a distance learning program, which is an internet-based program combining video content, selected readings of articles and book chapters, and questions and orientation will be given through hangout conversations with a facilitator. So with that in mind, we intend, you know, to reach 3 points, you know. One of them, vocation, you know, by presenting the relationship between Christian faith and science as a real important issue to be addressed in different environments, such as churches, schools, university, giving it a sense of urgency and relevance. This is very important, you know, in this context. We intend also to recruit people. So before and throughout the course, we would track and identify people which would function as local work team and eventually, you know, chapter leaders. So we are using this scheme to find people. And we have this idea of formation as well. So the course program would be planned not only to introduce people to the field of science face interaction, but form other formers, you know, kind of, you know, repeating this course themselves by themselves, you know, and producing debates and spread, you know, our educational resources. So this regarding the formation and engagement initiative, and the content initiative, you know, involves two strategies. You know, one is publication of a book series, and the other one is this media series, you know, by producing inspirational movies, short informative videos, subtitle video lectures already that we have access, establishing an audio and video library, and an institutional video. Regarding this book series, you know, these are the 12 books we selected, you know, to start this series. So you can recognize here several very well-known authors. And we established a agreement with the publishing house, you know, we are publishing these books in order for them to continue after the publication of these first 12 books, you know, continue the publication by 10 books or more. Okay, so this regarding the content initiative. So this is more or less a panoramic view in terms of timeline where we are. We're here in the middle of the second year. We have this FK here stands for Faraday-Kuiper course. because we start these advanced seminars, you know, in collaboration with the Faraday Institute for Religion and Science. So they were baptized, you know, Faraday Kuiper courses. Actually, the first one was in São Paulo before the official start of the project. And we intend to maintain these courses. The national conference will be held, you know, this November in São Paulo. And it's planned, you know, to officially found the Brazilian Association of Christians in Science, you know, in this event, during this event. And we intend to establish, you know, as I mentioned, you know, these national conferences every 2 years. The advanced seminars are supposed to continue. And Dodecapo is already happening, the local seminars, the distance learning program, and these activities. So I'm going to show you, you know, briefly our first outcomes, our first results. So we have, you know, a team established. You know, Gustavo is a Navy engineering. Leo is a biochemistry. Guilherme is a pastor, and myself. And these are our staff, you know, Flavia, Janaina, and Jonathan. I'll tell about them in a little moment. This is our advisory board. Andrew Briggs from Oxford, Hilary Marlowe from the Faraday Institute, Ted Davis was here, Dennis Alexander from Faraday Institute, Ruth Benchevitz, and these Brazilian fellows, Paulo Pinheiro from University of Itajubá, and Charles Madureira from University of São Paulo. This is our staff. Our staff is located in an office in Belo Horizonte, which means beautiful horizon. No, it's a horizon. It's more or less similar to what we can see here. You know, so this is a wonderful team. You know, it's located in here. And this is our website. You know, we are. I actually, you know, already. Said thank you to Deborah and to ESA already, because we are using, you know, and publishing and a lot of material that you guys already have published. So we have a model, you know, you can barely see it in here, that says, great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. I was watching them show that they have 1 million visitors per year. Well, we don't have this website for a year already, but we have just, you know, we just started 2,000 visitors, 80 tests, and some thousand of followers and follow in the Facebook. Okay. What happened was that when we started, you know, this Dodecapolis project, you know, a lot of people started inviting us, you know, to go to different cities. And we realized that instead of, you know, maybe pursuing, you know, these advanced seminars, we decided to cut on these advanced seminars and do more basic seminars in different cities. So these are the cities we already covered. At this point, we have a sort of double the Decapolis project, because we covered or had already more 12 cities. And as I mentioned, we had a first advanced seminar. You know, you can maybe recognize Denis Alexander, Peter Bussey, Hilary Marlowe over here. This was in 2014. And last year, we had the second advanced seminar. And our distance learning program is already in place. We are about to start, you know. August the 1st will be the starting date for this program. During, you know, the development of this project, we realized that we were reaching a lot of young people. The more mature people, let's say, we could get them. So then we decided to create, you know, a new proposal, which was, you know, these workshops, especially designed, you know, to invite, you know, sort of, you know, tenured academic people to get together and discuss specific themes. technology, hard science, biomedical science, and theology, all of them, you know, related to the Christian faith. And books that you are already published, you know, are these three ones, you know, Science of God by Alistair McGrath, Faith, Hope, and in Technology by Egbert Skirman, and this Real Scientist, Real Faith, organized by Robert Berry. Other three books will be published this year, you know, until the conference on November. So this is the first national conference. These are the invited people. Andrew Briggs, Ted Davis, Art Lewis, John Walton. Alistair McGrath actually will contribute with a video conference. Challenges. You see, the nature of the project is a big challenge because Brazil is large, you know, very, very large, you know, a lot of people, and it's not so easy, you know, to reach these people. Suspicions from some church leaders, you know, they look at us, you know, as, you know, well, guys, you know, you seem fine people, but we don't know, you know, they sort of, you know, they don't trust, you know, they think we have a sort of hidden agenda, you know, it's interesting this. We have also resistance attacks from the academic environment. When we went to Picos in Piauí, which is a city, you know, in the very inner of the country, we had a meeting, you know, planned to occur in the university, and the day before, the president of the campus just forbid everything and start the inquiry procedure, you know, trying to constrain the person who was organizing, you know, that meeting. So still we have, you know, this problem in Brazil. Actually, you know, in public universities, it's practically forbidden to discuss, you know, this subject. And we have also, you know, friendly fire, you know, Christians from some Christian scientists who have a contrasting agenda. So, okay, that happens. By conclude, I would say that this project has been very well accepted by different audiences. So when we go to a city and we have time to talk to them, to present and to deliver some seminars, some talks, you know, after a day or so, you know, after Saturday, you know, talking and delivering seminars, you know, they become, you know, very well receptive to this proposal, and they love it. We have found demands, as you know, of various types, you know, so a lot of needs everywhere. But we have a wonderful team, you know, that's the main reason for our success until now. These three people, they work all day, and they are passionate, you know, for that task. And this is has been a very gratifying personal experience for me. So thank you very much for your attention. Okay.
Quick question I have for you. What portions of these are done in Portuguese and what portions are in English?
Everything is basically in Portuguese.
So, because speakers of your conference, you have, are they going to speak in Portuguese? Do you have translators there when they're speaking, or what?
Oh, you're saying the conference?
Yeah.
No, we'll have a simultaneous translation. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Questions?
Yeah. This is very encouraging. I'm very excited to hear how this has developed since I was talking to Andrew Briggs a few years ago before the start. It's really awesome. I'm curious how in the rest of Latin America, how you compare the situation, both in like how the attitudes are, and also the level of development of the science and faith group, say, for example, Mexico. Like, are they behind Brazil on this? Or are they ahead or similar?
You know, I know of some projects. I mean, two projects. One of them is supported by Templeton as well. But the person is based from the Ian Ramsey Center. And from there, you know, they have it. They try not to publish stuff and produce some meetings, you know. And recently in Mexico, they had also a meeting. But still, I think, I don't know of any other proposal that go, you know, let's say inland, you know, in contact with people everywhere and discussing and this sort of. So I don't know of any other project of this kind in Latin America.
Awesome. also in Portugal, is there much going on? I mean, maybe fewer Christians in Portugal than in Brazil, but...
Yeah, but, okay, about Portugal, I don't know.
Yeah, yes. The same language at least.
Yeah, no, definitely. Right. Maybe, you know, someday we can reach them, you know. Yeah, right. Maybe they are following our website, maybe.
Muito obrigado por todo. Is young earth creationism getting a foothold in Brazil?
You know, what facts is that, you know, as I said, we don't have, you know, too much activity in this field. However, there are some people that have made a name, you know, going around in the country, you know, delivering conferences, and basically, you know, they are young creationists and ID people. So, and the ID, you know, yesterday I heard about an agreement between a large university in Brazil with the Discovery Institute, and they intend to create the Discovery Institute Brazil.
Any other questions? Let's thank our speaker again.